Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Sistriarchy Sessions. I'm your host, Christy Yip. You can call me Chi-Chi. And I hope this finds you well. So this episode is going to be another solo episode because I know you all love those so much. And it's been a while since I've done a solo episode, mostly because I've had some great interviews that I wanted to do, and also because I wasn't really sure what I wanted to talk about, to be completely honest. And, you know, I have ideas for like another solo episode, but I kind of want to do that a little later on. And in the meantime, I've kind of been like floating around ideas of like what I wanted to talk about. And really, I don't have any sort of agenda for this one. I don't have an outline like I usually do when I do a solo episode. I'm really just going to fly by the seat of my pants. And to be honest, this is like the second take that I've done, because the first one I just started rambling and I was like, okay, wait, this is bad. So I'm going to start over and just kind of go from there. So I thought I'd like talk a little bit about my personal life, as if you don't know anything about that, and just kind of like where I've been, where I am now, and where things are going in my life. Yeah, so what's been going on? So I really wanted to talk about knowing yourself and knowing your worth. And the reason why I want to talk about this is because I've spent the last few years really working on myself and focusing on myself. And what I mean by that is like, I've been deliberately single. Like, I've chosen to self-partner and take time to focus on my own healing, on my own transformation and growth, and also focusing on my business. Starting a business is a lot of work. It's a lot of energy. And I just really did not have much space for anything else. Like, anything that took away time and energy from my business, that there was no space for that. And I had this saying, and it goes, if you're not adding value to my life or money to my bank account, I don't have time for you. Another way of saying it, if you want to say it in more positive language, I only have time for the things that add value to my life or money to my bank account. But I kind of like the other way of saying it. But I lived by that motto for quite some time because I really needed to protect my energy. And, you know, time is money, money is time. And like, you know, the capacity that I had to like spend was really limited. So I really limited my time and energy to focus on myself and my business, because those are two really big priorities in my life. And I officially started the Sistriarchy like 2 years ago. And in those 2 years, it's been quite a fucking journey. Some spiritual leading business coaches will say that entrepreneurship is a spiritual initiation. And it is very true, because you'll learn so much about yourself. You'll learn a lot about your strengths. You'll learn a lot about your weaknesses. Your shadows will come up and haunt you, and you will face some of the darkest nights of the soul when starting a business. And I've been through a lot of that. I've had successes, I've had failures, and learning to navigate this very unfamiliar territory is really scary and challenging, and also really rewarding. And I wouldn't give it up for anything. I'm so, so grateful that I have this opportunity to create something on my own. And I understand that it is a huge privilege to be able to do this, to be able to follow what my soul's calling is, and, you know, not have to worry too much about paying my bills. You know, I do have to, that is definitely something I think about, but it's not like I have to work a full-time job in order to support myself as I figure this all out. So I recognize my privilege there. And that's why I'm just so grateful that I get to do this. And it's also why I feel it's even more important that I continue to do this, and that I can do it well and I can succeed, because my purpose and my hope is to impact people in their lives. It's not just about the money for me. What's important is the impact that I have. And it's more about quality rather than quantity. So I actually had a friend ask me recently, it's like, how do I measure my success? And I was like, well, that's a great question. You know, like, it's hard to quantify success for me, because if I can impact somebody's life in a huge way, that is a win for me. Because not only does it impact their life, but it impacts the lives of the people around them and for whoever they encounter. You know, when someone heals themselves, it also kind of has a ripple effect on the people around them. That's why I think it's so important that we work on our own healing. And that's why I've really found that it's my calling to be a healer slash coach. And I definitely want to talk about that more in another episode. So anyway, that's all to say that the last few years have just really been me focusing on that and really being deliberate with my time and energy and choosing to take this time for myself and to focus on me and to be a little selfish in that area. And, you know, I've been saying that for the last couple of years. And when people ask me, oh, what's your dating life like? I'm like, I'm dating myself right now because I'm fucking busy as shit. And like, you know, while that's been true for the last couple of years, like, I don't want that to be my reality for the rest of my life. Like, I want to be able to balance building my business, running a successful business, and also having a thriving, successful relationship. Or relationships, who knows, TBD. I mean, one is enough right now, to be completely honest.
Let's take a quick break and we will be right back.
Hi, it's me, Chi Chi, your body and nutrition empowerment coach. Does this sound like you? You're in a constant battle with how you look and feel in your body. You struggle with your relationship to food and have tried every diet under the sun. And to top it all off, you have a hard time prioritizing self-care and feel burnt out. Well, that was me for a lot of my life. And there is a way to get out of these negative cycles. If you desire that for yourself, I can be your guide through your transformation. It's time to release the patterns that no longer serve you, reclaim your body, find a way of eating that works for you, and recognize your worth so you can manifest what you deserve. And I've created the roadmap with a structure and support to lead you through that journey. If you're ready to make a positive change to loving yourself and amplify the magnitude of your confidence, visit the Sistriarchy Instagram page and click the link in bio to book a discovery call with me. The world is waiting for you to show up in your power. Well, yeah, it's like, you know, that's kind of a revelation that I've had recently is like, oh, like it doesn't have to be one or the other right now. Like, I can do both. Like, it's possible. I can prioritize relationships now. It doesn't have to be one or the other. And for a while for me, it was one or the other. And I chose my business because I was just getting started. So it's like, I really had to pour as much focus as I can into it. I'm still building it. You know, I still need to focus a lot, but I also want to like make space for other things because that is also really important to me. And it's important to me that I can do both because I would like to be able to hold both things in my life instead of having to sacrifice one for the other. Because I don't think that's fair to have to make that choice. It's like, oh, do I choose a successful career slash business or do I choose a successful relationship slash partnership? I want both. I want both of those things. So now I'm starting to think, okay, like, what's that going to look like for me? How do I begin to open myself up to that possibility without compromising my values and compromising what I deserve? And that's kind of where I want to talk about as well, is like knowing your worth so you know what it is that you deserve to receive in a relationship slash partnership. And for me, it's been a long journey of knowing my worth and like learning about my worth and believing that I'm worthy. I still kind of like flip-flop on some days where I'm unsure. Like I don't always feel worthy, but I also deep down know my worth. And I think a lot of the work that I've been doing on myself has increased my self-worth. Therefore, it's raised my standards because now I'm like, all right, if you're going to be taking time out of my day, taking space out of my mental and emotional capacity, you better be fucking worth it. And if you're not, bye. And like I said, if you're not adding value to my life or money to my bank account, I don't have time for you. And because I've been setting my standards higher, it's kind of made the number of potentials a lot smaller. And I'm much pickier these days. And perhaps I give that vibe off too. I don't really know. Like, I don't really know what kind of vibes I give off to people around me because I sense that there's people who like want to approach me, but then they don't. And maybe that's a good thing. It's like, okay, yeah, like you want this, but you probably can't have it. Anyway, I'm not trying to like, you know, inflate my own ego here, but I get that sense sometimes when people are like a little too afraid to approach me. I don't think I give off like mean bitch vibes. Like, do I have a resting bitch face? Like maybe there's a time and place where I need to like put on my resting bitch face because it's like if I'm in a club, I'm like, yeah, definitely have my resting bitch face on. Like, don't come near me. It's not where I want to meet people. Well, it was really important for me to focus on myself so I can know my worth and build up my self-worth. And now that I like understand my worth and like what it is that I deserve in life, now I'm like, okay, like bring it on. Like who's going to come my way? And the problem is that like, I feel like, oh my gosh, like are my standards so high that I've like kind of dismissed people who could potentially be incredible people? I don't know. I feel like the way I am approaching things now is like a new way of dating where I'm still learning how to navigate this. And I'm not trying to like think too much on it, but I do think about it. So another thing that I don't think I've mentioned this, but I'm in the process of getting my certification as a sex, love, and relationship coach. So I'm learning a lot about those topics. And it's really fascinating because there's definitely a lot of work that I could do when it comes to sex, love, and relationships. And part of the certification is that like I go through some of the work myself. It's been really eye-opening for me. And also it's kind of making me like examine my own self and my own shadows and the places where I need work when it comes to sex, love, and relationships. And it's really incredible work. And I'm so excited to share more of that with you when I am ready. I am going on a retreat next week to Costa Rica as part of this program. So it's my teacher is Layla Martin. And the methodology we're learning is called the Vita Method. And it's a tantric based approach to sex, love, and relationships. And so far, the experience has been absolutely mind-blowing. I mean, it's also a little overwhelming as well because there's just so much content that we have to go through. So it's like a year of content and then we have another year to complete it. So like think about just like, it's basically a 2-year program and all of the content is crammed into 1 year. So you can imagine like how much that is, how much content we're getting each week. And it's quite a lot, but I'm currently in my second trimester and like I'm doing okay of staying on top of things so far. So I'm feeling good about that, but it's really easy to like kind of fall behind. I still haven't finished the content from the first trimester because things happened during that time. Anyway, so all of this is just to say that, you know, it really has been a journey and I am so grateful for the journey that I've been on. I'm amazed at how far I've come in the last like 5 or so years. And I'm really proud of myself for what I've accomplished and the things that I've done and like how I've turned my life around. I was a very different person 5-6 years ago. And I just am grateful for myself for continuing to show up for this every day, even though some days are really fucking hard. And lately, things have been really hard for me. I did start going to see a therapist like about a month ago. And I've been wanting to, like, mostly just for, you know, mental health maintenance. And also, you know, I've really been struggling a lot with the loss of my friend. Like last Friday, it marked the 3 months since he passed. And I didn't realize it at the time, but like that night I got really emotional and like was crying a bunch and just like releasing. And then it wasn't until the next morning when I realized like, oh, it's because like it was the 16th, like Patrick died 3 months ago. And I'm still grieving. When you lose someone the way that we lost Patrick, it's really hard to explain having someone taken from you like that. I think it just like adds another level of pain to it. And I try not to think about it too much. And when I say that, my therapist means, what do you mean by try? How do you do that? And I'm like, good question. Like, lately, I've just been allowing myself to think about it and feel what needs to be felt. Because for so long, I've been running away from my emotions. And more recently, I've been allowing myself to feel my emotions. Whatever is coming up, whatever is coming through, I allow myself to feel it. And that has really made a huge difference in my life. Am I feeling a lot more emotions these days? Yeah, I am. But the emotions, they move through me now rather than being stuck inside me. I used to bottle my emotions up, like especially like when I was like a teenager, bottled up my emotions, bottled up everything until eventually like it would not be contained anymore and it would just like explode and I would just have a breakdown where I would be crumpled on the floor, just unable to move, just feeling immense, immense pain. And that's what would happen to me when I would bottle up my emotions. And, you know, now I allow myself to feel them because I have a lot of emotions and there's no point in trying to hide them anymore or run away from them, which is what I used to do, is run away from any sort of emotion that wasn't positive. As far as what is coming up next for me, you know, I am leaning into the unknown. I have ideas for what I want the rest of this year to look like and next year to look like, but really I'm kind of taking it one day at a time. I know that this retreat is going to be very transformational and healing for me. So I think I'm going to record an episode right after the retreat, what came through for me. I wasn't planning on bringing my recording stuff with me on this trip, but I think I will because I might do an episode while I'm in Costa Rica. I'm going to do an episode probably right after. And I think it'll be really neat. So might as well have all my stuff with me just so it's ready. I think this is enough for now. I've rambled on for quite enough time. And in summary, love yourself, focus on yourself. And that way you can learn to love others better. The end. Love you, mean it. Talk to you later. Bye.
I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please screenshot it, post it to your stories, and tag us at The Sistriarchy on Instagram. If you have a moment to spare, I would be ever so grateful if you left a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. These reviews help the podcast rankings, which in turn helps it become more visible, reach more people, and grows the podcast. And if you've yet to do so already, please go ahead and subscribe. I appreciate your support, and I will see you in the next episode. Love you.
Thank you for listening.
How did that sound?
Great.
Oh, it sounded great. Awesome.